time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over Cincinnati on Thursday night.
Okay, a couple things. First of all, I want to give credit to God and glory to God. We appreciate the opportunity to play in a game like this and for the opportunity to be victorious. And also want to give credit to the fans. Our fans were really great. I mean, our fans were loud. They had to take delay games. They had a tough time communicating out there. They couldn't get lined up numerous times as a result of the crowd noise. I mean, our fans were there. It was fun. It was a great environment to be in. The stadium people that put the stadium together and all the fireworks and lights and everything else and darkness. It was really just an amazing, amazing night. It was just a fun night in Baltimore. So our team played exceptionally well, and I'm proud of them for finding a way to win this game, play their best football. I do have one injury announcement to make. Unfortunately, on the negative side, Mark Andrews has a very serious ankle injury. It looks like a season-ending injury. So our prayers will be with Mark. Nobody cares more about the team and being there for the guys than Mark Andrews. So this is going to be hard for him, but we're going to be there for him all the way. Okay, what questions do you have?
John, it's also looked like that Lamar was battling through an ankle injury. How impressed were you that he was gutting it out through the team, not being 100%?
Very impressive. I mean, the ankle, you know, over there on the sideline when that deal happened, and to bounce back and play the way he did and still have some mobility, but hang in there and make those throws is impressive. We have a Purple Heart Award. There'll probably be two of them, probably be Mark and probably be Lamar for gutting through those, for that injury for Lamar.
John, obviously Mark is such a key part of this franchise, this offense. That being said, what the receivers kind of did tonight after he left so early in the game, what you kind of see out of that? And is there a basis for building off of that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the guys played really well. It's going to be, you know, you say next man up. It's not just the next player in that position. It's all the men. It's all the players stepping up and filling that. To replace a player like Mark Andrews, it's going to take everybody. It's going to take a team to do it. And our guys will be up for the challenge and up for the task, but those receivers are obviously going to be a big part of that. They played really well. I thought offensively what happened there, the two drives to end the first half, the two drives to start the second half, touchdown, touchdown, field goal, and I think they had a field goal in that span. That's really what turned the game. So, and then the one drive where we overcame the holding penalty down there and still got the touchdown with the Nelson play, you know, that was a huge drive. So guys did a great job.
Do you know what Mark's issue is, what kind of ankle injury it is?
I think it's a form of a high ankle, but more than just a sprain. So I don't know any more details than that.
With your running game, you only had 30 yards rushing in the first half, and you really got it going in the second half. Was there changes, a commitment, different commitment to it? How do you explain what you got going there?
No, I mean, sometimes, you know, the defense did a good job. You know, they played good run defense, and I thought they made some plays. And, you know, second half, we opened it up a little bit. So that's just, you got to keep pounding, keep smashing in there. And our guys were blocking hard, and it opened up for them.
After Mark goes down, it was kind of a group effort in the receiving core. I mean, yeah. Bateman gets in the end zone, Nelson gets in the end zone, Odell over 100. How big was it just kind of have everybody involved in the action?
Yeah, that's a good point. You guys are both making that point. I mean, that's what we wanted. I mean, that's kind of part of the plan. You want to be able to spread it around, give Lamar options like that. Lamar does a really good job of seeing the field and spreading the ball to where the ball's supposed to go. And then we got a bunch of guys that are able to do something with it. So, you know, I you look at Bateman, the catch he made in the end zone. You look at Odell, the plays he made. Of course, I think Zay set a record, you know, for a rookie receiver ever. I just thought all those guys played outstanding. Even the young tight ends came in there. I mean, Charlie got a catch, and Isaiah played really well, too.
I was just going to say, I hate to bring Mark's injury back up, but what kind of hole does that leave strategically for your team and also in the locker room as a leader among the guys?
Well, it's definitely something that we're going to have to fill in, you know. And I think, like we said, it's going to be kind of like maybe it's like sand or water. You know, everybody's going to have to fill that hole in and just smooth it over, and that's what they'll do. I think those tight ends are going to do great. I mean, those guys work hard every day. They're very talented. But everybody else is going to have to step up as well. And then as a leader, he's going to be missed as a leader. I mean, he's a fiery, emotional guy. He's an energy bringer, you know, every single day. So we're going to all have to make up for that too.
John, I don't know if it's too early and you haven't been able to look at the play, but on the tackle by the Cincinnati defender, it looked like it was a hip drop tackle, which is a controversial type of tackle, I guess, and it's been talked about Is that representative to you at all of hip drop tackles, or have you noted that at all?
Well, yeah, it was definitely hip drop tackle, to your point, and it is being discussed. It's a tough tackle. You know, is it even necessary in that situation? The other one on the sideline, you know, there's always plays that you send in to the league to have them look at and interpret for you.
Speaking of injuries, Joe Burrow obviously goes out and come back in second half. How does that sort of impact or change things defensively for you guys in terms of what you're able to do?
Well, I think our defense played outstanding. You're playing against their offense. You know, you're playing against the fact that they run the same offense with whatever quarterback is in there. They kept running their offense. And he got out of the pocket a few times, too. And I thought Browning did a good job in that sense. But our defense played outstanding again, you know, led by this guy and all the other guys. Pat was all over the field. He had 11, 12 tackles. And I thought we did a great job with the zone pass coverage as far as running and tackling and keeping the ball in front. We didn't miss very many tackles at all. A lot of good tackling. Nothing got over our head. Our guys are going to be – you guys are mad about the last drive, aren't you? I mean, they're ticked about the last drive in there right now. That's what they're looking at that. So they've already got the pads out, I think, looking at it. So I love that. I love that about these guys. So, but, yeah, it's tough when you lose your quarterback. That's we've had some experience with that, especially against this team. So it's part of it.
John, really, when you move to 20-3 at home in prime time, 8-0 on Thursday night specifically, what about playing under lights at home impactful for you guys to be so successful, and specifically on a short week like Thursday Night Football?
Yeah, we just experienced some good favor, I guess, at home at night, you know, and it was our crowd's amazing at night, you know. I think our stadium people do a great job. There's just a tradition here, you know. These night games here are special. We'd like to get a few more of them, you know. It was an electric atmosphere out there.
Yeah, that's John. The job that Brandon Stevens did on Chase with no Marlon, again, does that just sort of speak to the kind of player he's become this year?
He did a great job. You know, we played a little bit of man coverage out there, quite a bit, and I thought everybody did a good job. And Brandon, he's before the game, I saw him kind of getting off by himself, and he knew the challenge that he was going to be faced with, and he just did a phenomenal job. He keeps stepping up, meets every challenge.
Related to Kyle Hamilton, you know, he goes from safety, who asked him to play a lot of slot. He was real active, and I broke up a couple of those passes to Chase, if I'm not mistaken. How have you seen him grow into the player he is now?
Yeah, he just gets better every game. We put more on his plate every single game. But he was – and a lot of the times what we were doing was we were showing some zero pressure and some different type of loaded zero pressures, and we brought a couple of them. But then we ran out of them a few times, and I thought he was the main guy in terms of selling to this guy. He did a great job with it.
Odell had the breakout game, as you mentioned, but he leaves with the injury. Do you guys know? Did he get out there without a series?
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad. You know, I'm sure it'll be something he'll have to deal with. These guys all have stuff to deal with, but it doesn't look too bad.
John, did you get an explanation for the two administrative stoppages there? What did you say?
Yeah, there was drones. We heard there was drones. Is that what you guys heard?
Yeah.
We saw them up there, drones. That's the first. I mean, I thought I'd seen it all with the Super Bowl. The lights going to the Super Bowl. Now we got drones flying around.
And then you mentioned Lamar just taking care of him. The way that he's going to the ground, is that something that you've talked about with him, Todd? Like, how's that going?
He wouldn't listen anyway. I mean, you know, he does how he does it. But now he made some smart plays there as far as getting down.
Odell has 4 sacks in 5 games since he came back from his ankle.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Should have given him a game ball. He's going to be mad at me right now. I'm going to get him one. He's playing great. He's playing great. His energy, he runs around, he chases screens down. I mean, I love Odell Elway. He's one of my favorite players, people. I just love how much he cares. We got a bunch of guys like that. I go on about our players. I'm telling you. These guys are a special group of guys, you know. And, you guys would get mad at me if I just listed. I'd list every single guy on the team. I'd list every guy in the practice squad. I mean, it's just fun walking in the locker room before the game. It's tense, man. We had energy. These guys are coming off. They played 4 days ago in a tough game, a disappointing loss, a fourth quarter loss, right? They didn't listen to any of what you all wrote, you know? They didn't pay attention to you. You know, they listened. And to us, not to you. And they just got ready to play a really important division game on Thursday night at home. And they do it, man, and they work, and they just play hard, and they care about each other, and they want to do it for each other. You know, that's what a team is all about. And I just love every one of these guys. And you bring up Odafe, it makes me think about him and everybody else.
We'll do 2 more for Coach.
John, do you don't anticipate any problems with Lamar's ankle or foot or whatever it was?
We won't even count that as a question. That's kind of like all the guys are hating. He wasted one of the 2 questions right there. Yeah. Anybody got another real good question? Yeah.
Coach, as you mentioned, tough loss on Sunday, and now in a short week, the Ravens rebound and get that victory. Coming into another longer week on Saturday Night Football next week, what does this mean to you to see your team win?
See, there's a good question, right? Yeah, we'll be excited about it. You know, the guys get a little time off, though, get a chance to take a breather and rest a little bit. Then they'll come in Tuesday afternoon, and they'll be ready to go to work and get ready for the Chargers. Is there one more? No, we got Pat Quinn. All right, thank you.